Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All around. Look around you, man. You can find inspiration. You can find discouragement. It all depends on you. Perception is everything. Some people just hear another song. Some people hear the greatest. A nigga used to have no chill. Nowadays I bump side A. Traffic going bumper to bumper, stuck on the highway.
All right, we back. My expert opinion, the greatest show in the
world.
Don't ever forget it. Hit that like, hit that share, let everybody know you in here. Don't cost you no paper unless you's a mother.
I'm glad I'm responsible.
He was on the mic dipping shit.
I want to say shout out to the subscribers, shout out to the members. We got a lot of exclusive content coming for y'all very soon. Join the members. Join the members. If you love the show, you know, sometimes YouTube could be real picky with the type of content that we can put out to y'all. And if you really want to support the show, join the members. Mac, what's good?
It's Lil King.
Boom, boom, boom.
Happy birthday, Nasir Ben Oludara Jones.
Yes.
One of our greats. Yes.
Facts.
Queens get the money.
Facts.
Happy birthday to
Salute.
The
Salute.
Salute. Illmatic, still a classic.
All right, we got Soul B back in the building.
Big homie in the building. Big homies. Yeah.
Yo, no more crazy story.
You know that. Not right now. No, we serious. We on some grown man.
No more salami for sale. No more salami for sale.
You remember?
I forgot all about
that. Yeah, salami on the market.
Yeah.
We're going to leave them stories alone.
Oh, my God.
Gat, what it is? Salute, salute. What's the word, Gat?
I'm happy to be here, bro. You know that.
I thought you was going to wear the dread wig.
See, you told me not to wear it, bro.
I thought you was going to wear it. You was like, I don't care. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah. Then I said, nah, I'm a
Black lines right
now. Now I'm curious. Like, you really going to wear it on camera?
I'm going to wear it on camera. All
right, cool.
One episode. You got to wear yours, though.
I got to wear mine?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Let's get it. Let's get it. I ain't mad at that.
I think he a little more Caribbean orientated.
No, he more. He's
Crown Heights. He Crown Heights. Facts.
I'm a fake Jamaican. I'm a Jamaican.
I think they might try to get at you. Rastaman might.
Big Jim boy in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chip, what it is?
I'm good. I'm here. I'm happy to be free, not incarcerated, around great people, and looking forward to the future, man. There's a lot of great things coming.
Love that.
Amen. Amazing things coming.
Love that.
Now, once again, we have a Queens legend in the building. You know, we had an episode last time. I think it was the second to longest episode.
Yeah, wait. Mm-hmm.
5 hours, though. 5 hours. My man took his shoes off.
Yeah.
He got one
for that. He's in it right now.
He got one. We got Bimmy Antony back in the building.
Yeah.
Ah, Bimmy, how you doing, man?
Man. Long week.
Long week.
Long week. Long,
long week. You was out in Turkey, right?
Yeah, I was in Turkey, Istanbul.
Yeah, while you was in Turkey, there was a lot of turkeys talking.
Yeah. Yeah. It ain't even November.
I thought you went out there for the hair.
Nah,
came
I'm
back,
good.
Took his hat off.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
nah,
I'm good.
Yeah, this shit never went nowhere. He just wear hats all the time.
I wear hats. That's all my shit.
You dig it?
But did you meet the plug out there? Cause you know,
I got
a champ.
No, I got you.
No, I'm good. I don't want
you good?
I don't want no hair.
You don't want your hair back?
I look crazy.
You look crazy with your hair?
I would look crazy with hair right now.
Oh, yeah.
My face has constructionally adjusted.
That's it to the head. Right. Yeah, that's how I feel.
I feel
the same way.
We was driving the other day. I was like, yo, this nigga shit is aerodynamic. This shit was like... Like I saw your like shirt ruffling, but it was the top was like crazy.
But you know I move fast.
You know what I mean?
Like a flash.
Yo, Gag got the windbreaker though. Gag got the windbreaker. His shit kind of got the thumb joint, B.
That nigga just stupid, man.
Did you say the big toe?
Big toe. That's out of line, yo.
Nah, my shit is all right, though. My shit is all right.
Yeah.
My shit is all right. My shit is all right. Yeah, man, what's going on, man? Talk to us, man.
I'm just chilling, man, you know? I'm away. I hear a lot of stuff, a lot of noise.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? God's bringing up old work.
Old work.
Yeah, old work. And I say old work, I mean, like, things that happened in the past with my crew, different crews, me, all different crews, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them guys weren't there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They weren't even there. And even with the false stuff they put out about me, I wasn't there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what they did was they got two cases mixed up. Really three. Mixed up and put me in whatever. The case they put me on, I'm in prison. I wasn't even there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it all come from a friend of mine's. He going at another dude, and dude felt I should have stepped in. All right, I'm gonna shoot your man since you ain't, you know, you said about me and I'm gonna get your man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I really believe it ain't really come from him, it came from somebody else.
Well, exactly. I think nowadays, like I said before, man, you gotta be careful because people will say anything. But in the case of paperwork, it gets sticky. We saw what happened with what's his name? Old Terrorist, Cuban Link.
Mm-hmm.
And Fat Joe found out that there's fake paperwork that floats around. People hate on other people, they start to create shit. How do you decipher from the real and the fake? For everyone that's watching, the people that may feel like, I think Bimmy did tell, I think he did do this, because mm-hmm. I'm seeing it all over the internet. I'm seeing people saying it. And there's always that question that people ask, like they don't know the answer to it. Why would they lie?
Oh, God.
Why would they lie?
Stupidest question.
If you've ever been lied on, I'm pretty sure you probably wondered the same thing. Like, why are they lying on me? Some people just, you know, they do it for attention. They do it for whatever. But in this particular case, how do we prove your innocence?
Well, you know, you got to look at the details of the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Is it real? Is it fake? Is it, did I really tell? Was I in the precinct writing statements?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one thing about paper trail is that when you have documents that come from a court system, right, it's stamped. You can't change that word. You can't change your word. If you went in a precinct, you know what I mean, say whatever you said, it's going to be proven. You can't do nothing about it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? The paperwork they got that's out is an appeal. You know what I'm saying? A dude wrote my name on an appeal because he felt that I should have helped him. You know what I'm saying? He felt I should help him get out because what happened was when it first came out, not that incident with the paperwork, another incident happened in a park that I was in a park. I was about to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
A guy
you play ball?
Yeah, I play ball. I'm nice.
Was what? Nice.
Could have went still to
nice. Past tense.
Still nice. Nice. Still
get
nice.
Zay on still his nice. Ass. Get Zay on his ass.
Yeah.
Zay probably whooped me out now.
Yeah, all right, cool, 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 cool. Right, right.
Zay probably
give
me that.
Right. Right.
Shout out to Zay.
Shout out to Zay. Yo, he took that out.
I don't know you, Zay, but I
that's my son.
He must be nice. He took me out.
1,000 degrees. For both of y'all, though.
Oh, Zay.
Yeah, Zay.
That's my son.
That's my son. That's Mav's son. He's nice.
That's your son, your son?
Yes. He's nice.
No, hold on. He's that's different. Your body. That's my,
he real, yes, he real good. Son. You know what I mean?
Listen, no, he was with me. Listen, he was with me in North. If you play for the Court Kings?
No.
Nah. No, no, no.
No, that's a different guy.
No.
Oh, all right.
He's young. He's still a teenager.
Oh, all right.
Right. But nah, he's...
So you was about to play ball?
Yeah, I was about to play ball. And, you know, one thing I don't like doing is, like, the era I come from, where I was raised, there's no statute of limitation on what goes on. The era I grew up in.
Right.
So I can't really speak the way I really want to speak to prove the fact that this is what this is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I can't because then I implicate this guy, that guy, that guy. And I have to do that. And I don't want to do that.
Because then you'd be doing what they're accusing you of.
Thank you. Right. You know, thank you. And not just that, though. You got guys inside still fighting for their life. They're going to pull them in.
Pills still open.
Yeah, pills still open. They're going to pull them in. Right. So therefore, when these guys are coming from prison and get on the YouTube and start spitting on, yo, this guy, this, you don't even know. You even know what you're doing. You're hurting him. You're not hurting me. You're hurting this guy. I'm home. I'm free.
Right.
You know what I mean? Dude's trying to get free. You know what I mean? Right. So when you do all that nonsense to prove a point because you hurt as a man, you feeling yourself because this guy did something to you, you want to do something to me, that ain't going to work, bro, because you really open a can of worms for a lot of stuff.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because everything that, with them cases, attached to different cases.
I need you to break this down specifically. I want the, and I know it's hard. Like,
yeah.
When you get accused of something,
all right.
And so, I want to make people aware of this because there were a couple people who came to me and their response to what was going on was, "Bimmy, he ain't look right, or he didn't look like his normal self." And when you get accused of something so outside of your character. Sometimes that just the shock of it
throws you off.
It throws you off. Mm-hmm. Like I heard some bullshit last night. I got in the car with Chick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm making a joke about it.
Right.
But he's not getting the joke, and I'm like, wait a minute.
People, I thought he was dead ass serious.
Do people believe this shit? Like.
And I was like, and I'm sitting there like, well, Math, you know. And he's like, nigga, I'm playing.
Like, oh, what shit. The fuck is you talking about?
Nigga, I'm going to still fuck with you anyway, but goddamn.
Like, stupid shit. You know what I mean? And I know that feeling. Because I've been caught off guard before about, the fuck? This shit is a joke. Oh, y'all niggas paying attention to this shit?
Yeah.
So I need you to be as clear as you can without getting anybody in trouble on step-by-step how you should be exonerated from this shit.
I'm gonna take you back to 92, right? I made a sale to the police, right? I get locked up. My bail was $2 million, right? I call home with Bobby Whitney, they bail me out.
Right.
Right? So that clarified the CI shit. If I was CI, how you get a $2 million bail? I'm an expensive CI.
Right.
I'm an expensive CI if I got a $2 million bail.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right.
So I get out for at least a month. I go back to court. They tell me, yo, you take this dude to life or pick him. Now my man, one of the, I ain't gonna say his name, but me and him was same agent caught me. You know what I'm saying? Caught a couple of guys, because a couple of guys beat the case.
Right.
So they said, yo, we in the bullpen office together, like, yo, we can beat this shit. I said, yo, dog, I'm gonna take this dude's life. I said, I'm not fucking with that. I'm taking, my man said, yeah, I'm going to trial. All right, go to trial. He got 15. I took the 3. Like, let me go up north. Matter of fact, I told the judge, I said, yo, my lawyer, yo, can I get shot? Because back then, it was giving me 6 months.
Right, that's the program that
for nonviolent, charges.
Nonviolent.
Right.
So I said, let me get 3 to life. So I took the 3 to life, knowing that I'm going to get shocked. I got upstate, Livingston, First, I came from downstate in 93, came, went to Livingston first, to Auburn, then they shot me out of Auburn, then they shot me to Livingston. So when I got to Livingston, I saw a counselor, I said, yo, I'm supposed to get shot. I said, I ain't supposed to be here. He sent me, get the F out of my face and go program. So I'm like, oh, shit, wow. I got to do this whole bit, right? So now I'm inside, I'm doing a bit, right? Now, as I'm doing a bit, remember before that, yeah, that's when the paperwork about the guy that got killed came out. I mean, that guy that got killed. That's that case. Now, mind you, I'm inside when he got murdered. I'm inside. So as I'm inside, goes on, 94 come, 95. I go down to work release. Now I'm in work release. Come home, five and twos or whatever they, you know, back and forth. So now they parole me. They parole me. Now, mind you, I'm on parole. I'm not even doing music. I'm not doing none of that. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm still playing ball, you know, so I'm in the park. So I'm playing ball, whatever, whatever. A dude get murdered outside the park, right? But mind you, I'm on top of my game. This is my park. It's my block. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's my area. You know, the whole Supreme Team. That's
what,
the whole.
What area is that?
Sufton. Sufton, 119, 118, 121, all that. That's all me.
Right.
Foch. The park, all, you know, the park is the whole team's. It's all ours. Right. I mean, but that's my whole area. Mm. And I mean, the tournament was my tournament. Me and Just, we ran that tournament, you know, from Preem.
Black Just.
Yeah, Black Just. Preem doing the Sniff tournament. We took it over as he went to jail. He's in jail. Me and Just took it over. So it's our tournament.
Right.
So, dude got laid down outside the park, right? Connection to the guy in 94. Got laid down, all the whole connection. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they retaliate to that guy.
Right.
So now, my name's floating around, one of the bosses in the park, boom, boom, boom. So police like, listen, we need to see him, we need to see him, him, right? So my name had to be on the paper, like, see him. Police work.
Right.
So now, I'm walking, they stop me, yo. Hey, what's up? You in the park? Yeah, I was in the park. What's up? You say, the world of the streets, the world of the streets. I don't do that. You know what I mean? I kept walking. That was it. No precinct, no police car, no nothing. Left it alone. So in a journal, before they do DD5s, they got to say who they talked to, what they did, blah, 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 my name. So somehow the paperwork got to the other side. These guys say, oh, and all the paperwork, all the guys that they interviewed was telling. All of them, on original paperwork, all of them.
Right.
So when they see my name, they say, oh, whoa, he went, going circulate, yo, Bimmy's telling, right? I said, oh, it's my man, Rashid from Hollis.
Now, just to be clear, this is a list of people they interviewed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but they interviewed
It's me. Not a list of people who made statements.
No. It's people of interest. People they want to see, people they want to talk to.
Right. That they knew might be around or probably because you were in the park.
May have.
Yeah. Right. Because you were in the park, your name is on this list to be spoken to.
It's my block.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I do something in your house, of course they're going to come see you. It's your house.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's your house. So they're going to come see you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's my block.
They your name's written down. Person of interest.
They know from the team that's Bimmy's area.
Gotcha.
Over there is project is such and such area. Over there, lending at Sunset area. They know all our shit. Yeah. So, you know, this a body got laid down here. All right, I'm coming to see you.
If he didn't do it, he know about it.
Right. Or has something to do with it.
Yeah, right. So he had something to do with it.
You know
his
what I mean?
Area, right. Yes.
So that was that. You know what I'm saying? So once they start circulating that, I said, you know what? Let me go to this nigga lawyer. Let me go see this lawyer. Clear my name. I ain't declare nothing, clear my name. Like, bro, you ain't worried about me telling you. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. From
not to the district attorney. Rashid took him to Troy's lawyer.
You know what I mean? To his lawyer. And ain't from nobody shooting at my brother or my mother house.
None putting press.
Putting all that on. Ain't had nothing to do with none of that. That was niggas young and did that. My brother had a shootout with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, right. And I was in prison at the time. You know what I'm saying? So just gonna scratch that. You know what I'm saying? So I went up there to clear my name. Like, I don't do that. I don't come from that. That's not me. You know what I'm saying? That was that. You know what I'm saying? So old boy who did the affidavit, I mean the paperwork, somebody put my name on it. So he was involved with the case that his man got killed. His man got killed. So he seen that, yo, this nigga went up there and helped homeboy out. He got free from that. Because mind you, nobody got charged for the bodies in the park. Because a bunch of people went up there signed affidavit like, yo, he wasn't there, he ain't do it, he ain't. You know what I'm saying? He got free.
So you didn't sign the affidavit?
Well, I signed an affidavit.
With his lawyer.
No, with his lawyer.
Everybody has to sign an affidavit saying that it's basically saying, I swear that I was not involved in X, Y, Z. But I was in this place. And this is what I did, and I don't know anything else about anything else.
Right. Who shot, allegedly, who shot such and such. See, and this reduces, I just want to say this from this perspective to add on from a more prison appeals. I done civil suits. I done habeas corpuses. I done 440s.
Article 78.
Article 70. You know. Yeah, so know. I'm saying this. There is no allegations made in any proceeding without a supporting affidavit. What Boyd did, the dude, I don't want to say his name, but he did, he put in a civil suit. You see, because civil suits, their rules of disclosure, their rules of evidence is different than a criminal. So this dude's got slick when they put out the ADAP. If I sue him and say, y'all got me in jail illegally, I'm going to sue the super of the state of New York. So now this is what happens. The original paperwork, which anybody, you can foil it through public information.
That's to a get freedom of information liaison.
Yes. That's what you can get that. Anybody can get that.
Right.
So now, the real paperwork states this. And this is why I don't argue with anybody. I'm not getting on YouTube. I'm just here to represent those who are still incarcerated for individuals who have toll on them. And I'm here to represent that as for me, for those brothers. And I say this to say is that those menaces state that the brother had the opportunity with his lawyer to interview. The judge granted him this hearing interview
7 days.
7 days. Music, who they allege to be Bimmy, and the other two guys. Where's those menaces if you're trying to make the allegations against my brother and saying that he is a rat? Where's those menaces? Because those menaces will say when he got on the stand in that hearing, who's what, what's what. We don't have to make assumptions.
Right. But why are they assuming that you are this music person?
Because I do music.
That's it?
Coincidental.
And then
are you the only person in Queens that comes from the background?
Yeah. Nobody's doing like I was doing it. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody.
But here's the thing. Are you the only one that got into music after?
What do you mean after?
Are you the only one that worked with music that came from that background?
Nah, not in Queens. But I mean, as far as who I am and what I was a part of and how deep I was, yeah.
Right.
But homie, that was after. That was 94.
That was after.
He didn't come home to 95.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how I do music in 97. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do music in 97. Sorry. I got hired at Def Jam in 97. So I wasn't doing music then. You know what I'm saying? It was, so much of a coincidence. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't about that.
So who's this music at?
The menaces from this same guy who gave the brother the information who... He had doctored information, but the brother, what was his name? King Erna. He put out the stamp actual from the court documentation. And if you read, I don't remember the page 41, I believe. I don't know. It states that the judge gave him a 7-day hearing because, like I said, under a civil suit, the rules of evidence is different. Right. So information you may not get in your criminal, when you civil, they don't care. They're going to give you everything you need to do.
Right.
So I'm saying, why didn't they present them mirrors so we wouldn't, those ministers are from that hearing so that we won't be where we at? Because I'm old school, old rules. It's my brother. I love him to death. I die for him. But I'm saying, if it is what it is, it is what it is with me. You feel what I'm saying? Old school, old rules. So why y'all didn't present those ministers? Why y'all got these people who are not privy to the fine print of information.
Right.
And everybody is shot with the allegations. And I see so many, I'm like, these dudes are scavengers, like a bunch of hyenas. Yeah. Like, for content.
Hold on, I just want to clarify what he said, just in case, because you're saying menaces. He's talking about minutes.
The minutes.
Because it sounds like you're saying menaces. So he's talking about court minutes. That's documented.
Somebody taking
during
the minutes.
Yes. Right. I just want to clarify.
The stenographer.
Clear
some up. One of the witnesses, his first name was James. My first name is James.
Right.
But they blotted that last name out. His last name. So when they seen that music, James, they're like, oh, it's Benny. You know what I'm saying?
And the time was
way off.
Right.
Time was way off.
You weren't even involved in music until a couple of years later.
But that's the thing. The allegations that this individual is putting out, he's basing it off of that.
Right.
He's not looking at timelines. This nigga's name is on his DD5. It's over. Music. This is what it is.
Done deal. Right. Finished.
That's you. That's it.
Convict you.
How do you feel? I'll ask the both of y'all, because y'all both come from the same era and doing the same thing. I remember my OGs didn't do shit out loud at all. Cameras, recording anything. Like, even if it was a fist fight, we go around the corner where it's dark, can't nobody see nothing, and we come back over and it's whatever, whatever. How do you feel having to deal with this now on social media, knowing that everybody's looking all the time, and that's someone's goal, is to shine light and get as much attention on it as possible? You who come from the era of avoiding unnecessary attention at all costs, how do you feel having to deal with this?
See, me personally, I mean, I don't even think about me no more. I've been stopped thinking about myself. I think about my family. You know what I'm saying? I think about my brothers. I think about my sisters. I think about the looks on their face. Like you know what I mean? I look at my nephews. They older now. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I can't tell them what to do. You know what I mean? I know they're going to crash out. I'm like, yo, no. You know what I'm saying? This is how I stayed on. Just think. We're going to think this out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Think it out. Because what you're dealing with is mental illness.
Facts.
These dudes are sick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They sick. They're on the internet just saying anything, doing anything. Ain't helping nobody. You know what I'm saying? They're not even helping themselves. They're not helping themselves. You know what I'm saying? So me personally, at first, when I first heard it, you know what I mean? I'm in Turkey. I'm on a yacht, on the water, I'm chilling, drinking, having a good time. Mm-hmm. And I forgot who called me. And they said to me, they said, yo, this nigga out here talking about you, bro, like blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it didn't catch me yet. It wasn't getting to me until I got phone calls. Dudes like calling me like, yo, homie, stay there. We're going to, no, we ain't doing that. No, you know what I'm saying? Because I learned in life, you know, you're my sister, Deb, she's mad at me now still. Like, don't say nothing. You know what it is. Don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. But I told Deb, I said, yo, a lie on challenge becomes the truth.
Man says that all the time. Kind of check lie becomes the truth.
A lie on challenge becomes the truth.
Yes.
You feel me? So I have to challenge this lie because it ain't just for me. It's for the dudes behind me. It's dudes that's coming up front because y'all doing it to a lot of guys.
Yeah,
y'all. They doing it to a lot of guys that don't deserve it. That's not the truth. They know these kids coming behind them is going to listen. They're going to think their word is the law. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they doing nothing but sending them to their graveyard.
We got to be careful on where these voices are coming from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think it's important for you to analyze the characters or the lifestyle of the people
that are saying projecting this.
Right. Who's putting it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's their validity? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If your claim to fame is living the life of a loser and making the worst possible decisions.
Making that try to look clean.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then I can't imagine why you would hold a leadership position.
Yeah.
And after hearing what was said about you, of course, you know, I'm going to just keep it real. There's a shock factor where people are like, is it real?
Yeah.
Everybody has that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know him, but could it be?
Could it be?
Because because we're so used to expecting the worst out of our own.
Oh, yes.
You dig what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So, especially when someone is successful, people are already looking for...
waiting for the skeleton to come out the closet.
Yes. There's got to be something up with this guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's rich. What the fuck? He's successful.
Yes.
But the bitches like him. He did something.
I got to come up with something.
He did something.
Hold on, man. I'm just saying. Hold on, B.O. Hold on.
No,
yo, I read something, right? And this nigga said, yo, yeah, he's shining too much. Put his lights out.
Like, you know, John, like, Belly. You remember the nigga Belly?
Oh, he's jumping down,
getting too much money.
Yeah.
The banana niggas. I'm telling you.
So I'm like,
and I'm telling you, the world is full of these banana niggas.
Here's the thing, Math, right? I
got
to say this.
That's all they got is bananas.
That's a fact.
That's all they got is bananas, bro.
Fucking monkeys.
They're just shoving their mouth bananas. Just bananas falling out they mouth all day. Look, bananas, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. God. I'm listening. You know what? If I had a doubt on you, what took it away was, oh, now he's telling another story that's not true.
Exactly.
More bananas.
Here's the icing on the cake, though.
More bananas. These niggas eating the peel, bro. B, they eating the peel. Yeah, they not even do.
I wanted to comment.
So here's the icing on the cake, and I'm going to talk to the camera, right?
Yes.
The icing on the cake is this, right? I'm a college-educated brother, you know what I'm saying? I got my degree in liberal arts. And I listen to everything.
No, it's popping. Where'd you get that at?
Where'd you get
in
that?
In prison.
Thank you.
My man, you wasn't just in there being a loser.
Yes.
Right. Now I made some knowledge.
That's
what's up. That's what's up. Here's some of these guys are just eating bananas.
Yeah, just eating bananas.
Crazy.
So now here's the thing that you do, right? You don't realize that there's people who are educated that are really listening to what you're saying. And the shit that you're saying, you're implementing other people. Mm. You don't even realize that. There's skeletons in the closet that nobody's opening the door to look at. But you're mentioning shit. You're putting people's names out there. You might not say who the victim is, but you're mentioning people's names that everybody do not know what the fuck happened. And that's what you're doing. So who's really the rat? Who's really the fucking rat? It's you, nigga. It's you. And you come from the same background I come from. Except I did something good with my time. Mm-hmm. But you on the web talking all this crazy shit and you're implementing people indirectly. I know what you're doing. You're trying to play the art of war and all this Machiavelli shit. That shit don't work, bro. It don't work over here. But you're implementing niggas by dry snitching. That's what you're doing online. And you know what I'm talking about.
And Chim, let me add on to that.
Listen, man. All right?
Let me just add on. All right? I was just speaking to an older brother of mine. And he was saying that, he said, B, well, is there redemption for someone that was 14, 15 years old who told? And I said this, to hardcore guys who are still doing time, they don't want to hear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm still locked up. We went to see KO, man, principal man, everybody in the state, whoever did time. Heard of you?
Yeah,
heard
KO.
You all right? Yeah. And KO's one of the only men that I know. 10 toes down. No, if you told, you told. Because telling is nothing that just started here. It was on the plantation. This is a historical thing.
Right.
You feel me? House nigga, field nigga.
Field nigga. Right.
You feel me? And we ostracize those individuals. So I said, well, I guess I'm going to leave that up to the individual. I'm not a hardcore rat hunter. But if you told, you told. I'm not going to justify how you told.
And what's the first thing niggas do when niggas pull up to the jail and there's a rumor circulating about that individual? What you used to do?
Let me see that paperwork.
Exactly.
Because it's plain and simple. It's not colorful like this internet thing is going on. Plain and simple. You told either... You made an affidavit. Okay, you may not have gotten on the stand, but you made an affidavit. Right. Where's that affidavit? I know a lot of guys like that. Then you may have got on the stand. Where's the ministers? Where they're going to tell you what's your name, your address, or whatever they ask you, and you're going to, plain and simple, all these complications with no concrete facts.
Right.
No concrete facts. Any allegation in the court of law is supported by an affidavit or newly discovered evidence, which the guy, what he did was, what I seen, it was kind of creative. When he mentioned, oh, this guy's this. But the judge said, all right, you're saying this guy's this. I'm going to give you 7 days to interview this guy. God. He's the CIA, music. You're going to interview him with your lawyer. Nobody pulled that paper. Where that paperwork at?
And the private investigator.
Yeah, and the private investigator and the other two dudes. Yeah. So we wouldn't be here.
But this wouldn't even be a situation that would need to get presented by somebody who got in an argument with somebody else on YouTube. The person who went through it would be the person that's like, yo, no, Bimmy ain't real right.
Yes.
From the time that it happened.
Right.
Ain't no hiding this shit.
Great point. No. That's another point. Like, if you knew this,
right?
Why you wait till that was your man? That was your big bro. Right. Why you wait till somebody called you that because of your situation, and then you present it? Then it takes from your credibility.
Yes,
it takes from your credibility because we have some incidents where there's no paperwork. I explained that to a homie of mine, my boy Jock. I'm the one. I don't like glorifying things I did, but I assaulted someone. Nobody knew me and him. No police around, nothing. So, I'm going on a visit. I said, I know my girl is here. It's a weekday visit. It's like 8 o'clock. I said, I know my bitch is here. So they said, Miss Knight, we got to put shackles on. Man, you ain't putting no shackles on me. And I'm going to the visit. So the debt came down. All right, we're going to let you go. So when I came to the visit, I seen old boy. Well, you have to wait till who come off the visit. No police was there when this happened. Even no president. It was just me and this guy. So how of a sudden they know me and you have an incident? Yeah. And he's from Harlem. He's a name brand guy. Locate. I'm not going to mention his name. But, and I told everybody, I said, he cool with you? The dude told on me, homie. See, so when you make a statement like that now, your moral fiber, your integrity, and your honor comes up. But this is a situation that's not like that. Dudes are saying they have paperwork. Brother, where is the supporting affidavits? You putting 3-4 cases together, like trying to bring dudes from the dead. Dude might be somewhere in North Carolina chilling. This is 30-some-odd years ago now.
Bananas.
Yeah, bananas.
But here's my thing, right? And right. I said this a few episodes ago off camera. I said, if I really do not like a person and I know that they're a rat and I have physical paperwork, I'm going to post it.
Yes.
I'm going to say, here's the paperwork. It's plastered all over the web. Read that shit and you be the judge of it.
Camera on like a microscope going line for line.
I know, yes. Siri, it's all good. I'm not talking to you.
Right. Line for line.
Line for line.
Yes. But that's not what's happening.
That's not what's happening. It's just this.
It's just bananas. Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's bananas.
Come on, man. Bananas. You're looking for clout. You're looking for clout.
I don't want to say shout out to everybody who, you did your time. You came home. You're looking for a way to change your life. You're looking for a better way to do things. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the guys that, while they were inside, they did things to better themselves.
Yes,
to keep themselves from coming up.
Thank you.
Because there's some people who think that it's cool to just keep going in and out.
Right.
And you got to think of the mindset. Like, you don't like women. You can't like women.
You can't.
You can't like women.
This is a little deeper than that, man. But
no, but no.
Because I'm one of them dudes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm one of them dudes that was a recidivist.
Yeah, right. Like,
but I know you. Yeah. We've gotten into issues because of, you know what I mean?
Lack of
women
being around.
Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Keep going, man.
You know what I'm just saying?
Keep going.
Right, yeah, we're
going
to, right.
Just keep going.
You know what I mean?
Everybody uncomfortable.
But... But you got to think of the mindset of these people. Like, you don't like women. You probably hate yourself for the decisions that you made. Mm-hmm. You're like a suicide bomber, and you're just hoping that you can take people out with you. You're hoping that if I can destroy other people's lives the way I destroyed my own.
Misery loves company.
Misery loves company.
Hurt people, hurt people.
And it's got to be miserable sitting on a couch with plastic covering. It's got to be miserable.
You know one of the worst things I heard? Why do you deserve a good life?
Who's that again?
I had somebody say that to me one time. Like, why do you deserve, why you? Who are you? Why you deserve a good life?
I'm not fucking lazy. That's why.
Right, I'm not lazy.
No, I didn't even answer the question. Why you deserve a good life? I'm leaving. Like, I'm in the wrong place.
Leaving.
No, I just left. I just got up and left.
Not understanding your backstory, nothing.
I'm in the wrong place. If that's what you're asking me, why do I deserve a good life? As opposed to what? I deserve a fucked up life? A life like yours? Is your life that bad? I'm not interested in any of the answers, so I'm leaving.
I've never understood
the mentality of people.
Mac, as a young kid, you should ask yourself, you deserve a good life because you don't have control of that. But as a man, you have control of your life.
Here's,
if it's going to be good or it's going to be bad, you have control.
I agree with you, but when the results don't change, the why is irrelevant. I don't care what your intentions are behind asking me a question like that. I don't care. The results ain't going to change. If you figured out why I deserve a good life, is that going to motivate you? I doubt it, but I really don't care enough to stick around and find out.
That's true.
I'm just going to leave. You think... I see a lot of people with their demons, wrestling with their demons, spreading as much of it around to other people as possible.
It's damaging.
They have a lot of motivation behind it. Some of them, it really is misery loves company. Some of them, they want to see if you get out, and maybe if you get out of the shit that... Maybe that's the way that they can do it, too. So they'll, oh, shit, I'm stuck. Here, you get stuck, too. Let me see how you get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way out? Oh, great. I've seen that.
I know how to do it.
I've seen that shit. But the one thing me and him spoke about a long time ago is people will assume your guilt based on your reaction to you being accused of something.
Mm.
And here's the fucked up part about it. It's literally a Venus flytrap. There's no right answer. If you get mad, yo, what the fuck? I ain't never did no shit. Oh, look, he too mad. You don't say nothing.
His eyebrows went up.
You don't say nothing?
Somebody accused him.
He didn't say nothing, so it must be true.
So it must be true.
Yes.
Bruh.
Yo, Mecca did blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to tell y'all something, right? I'm going to do some shit on my last bit like this, right? So imagine you're in prison. Right, you start something, right? You start a successful fucking magazine, right? You're doing something that is extraordinary. There's nobody else in population doing this shit, right? Moving around, police love me. I'm chilling. I'm doing my numbers, right? Everybody hit me up.
Police love you.
Police love you.
Bananas.
Bananas gonna get a hold of that.
Police love you.
Not like that. You know what I mean? I was able to shake and move in the gym. You know what I mean?
I was able to shake and move.
Because the reason he said that because individuals would tell police loving ass nigga. That nigga was telling. That's why they was loving him like that.
A whole blog right there for that, right? Champ had love from the police.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Anyway, so I'm able to move, maneuver, and do things that, you know, regular cats that's in there can't do, right? So it was a situation that took place where I was out of place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was supposed to be at school, but I was somewhere else. I was in somebody's house unit trying to bust a move, right? So they lock me up. They take me to the box, right? I go to the box, but only go to the box for 30 days.
Yes.
Right? At this time, they wasn't putting niggas in the box
forever.
For months no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So while I'm in the box, you know, outside clearance, dudes that clean up and all of that, they pulling up, they throwing me tobacco and all that. And then 1 week, that shit just stopped. And I'm like, what the fuck is up with y'all niggas? Where that ball at? Where this at? The fuck? Niggas is like, yo, bro, shit sounding kind of wacky out here. I'm like, what the fuck you mean it's sounding wacky? Niggas are saying A, B, and C.
Yeah.
I'm like, word? I'm like, all right, cool. Did my 30 days. I got out the box. Come out the box. I'm pressing niggas. full court press. Yo, first of all, where my property at?
Yeah.
Because niggas took my property, right? Once I went to the box.
Scavengers.
Where my property at? Run down, get a bunch of shit. Had niggas send me cash apps with the shit that they sold that I couldn't get back, whatever. Yeah. And then there's certain niggas that I fucked with hard, and some of these niggas is in the street right now. Wow. That started looking at me a certain way. Because I only did 30 days in a box for an out-of-place ticket? That's not fucking unrealistic.
That's a 30-day ticket.
Niggas get cut.
Yes.
And go to box for only 90 days.
Days.
Right? Or they ship them out to jail on the draft. They're right. Just going to go to another spot, yes. Whatever. But when I came out, that was a narrative. Yo, I think he told. I think he told because he only did 30 days in the box. But you know what the root of it was? And it was crazy because one of my solid guys told me, he was like, bro, look at what you're doing.
How you moving?
These niggas ain't doing what you're doing, bro. Doing and they gonna be fucked your up place. When they go home. They gonna have shit.
Yes.
And you're lit in here, and you're yes. Gonna be lit when you go home.
Sitting on plastic.
No, that's what happened. That's plastic.
I need people to really think, bro. I need them to really source. Think.
I would never be on the fucking really YouTube think. Talking to my from my like, grandmother's
where
house.
In life, where in life would you go and get advice? From a nigga sitting on a plastic couch.
Coughing their lungs out.
Yo. Where would you go and be like, you the one I wanna listen to?
Yo, you know. Because you why? Know
that, you could tell that couch ain't his. It's not his. That's somebody who gave birth to somebody that's related to.
It's probably a third generational thing, too.
It's my nigga. Why are you listening? Why are we paying attention? Because to be honest, the poison that I've seen spewing from people like him and people like these other guys, like, I see that we all got greatness in us. And some people find it, but they find it and they use it wrong. I feel like Taxstone was one of them. He found it, but he used it wrong. And then to see the association, it's like.
Oh, that was crazy.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So that was crazy.
But you listen to what's coming out of these people's mouths. It's like the system got them on a leash.
Right.
And you the new dog. You the new dog. You going to hunt on your own.
Go get them.
Go do our work for us.
Yeah. Go get them. Go get them. Everybody that got a good name, go get them. Everybody that's successful, go get them.
And you claim religion.
You know what I mean? Bring them down.
But here's a
hopefully they'll be dumb enough to do something to you. You know what I mean?
But here's the even crazier shit that this person actually said out of their mouth, the government made me. Motherfucker said the government made me.
That sounds like an agent.
Yeah.
Sounds like an agent.
Same motherfucker that told on Geronimo Pratt. That type of motherfucker.
Yeah, the same niggas that was a Nat Turner.
Yeah,
over there.
So this Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton.
That's right. This is a historical thing.
My girl, she followed him. I didn't want to go, but she went. So he over there. Him over there.
Him over there. No, it gets that deep though. It's that deep that we're still in 2023. Attacking our brothers.
No, it's self-hate.
Self-hate. In no other way. Yes. That's you know right. I mean? Self-hate.
Like self-hate. You got to imagine that these individuals wake up in the morning and they look in the mirror and they just hate what they see.
Still here.
I got to do something. Yeah. I got to do something.
I got to do. I got to tear down somebody to get up.
I just.
2023.
This is the drowning mentality. Sometimes when one of your mans, he can't swim, but he thought he could. And he jumped in the deep side, and he realized, oh, shit.
He's going to pull you.
I can't really swim. And you go out to try to save him.
He's going
to
jump on your back and drown you.
And that hand, the desperation, just... He's going to pull you down.
Facts.
For 5 seconds more to breathe. Mm-hmm. 5 seconds more. And I really need y'all to pay attention to how many individuals you're watching who have those characteristics, who will pull other brothers down for 5 seconds more of your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. That shit right
there. That was
crazy. She's real.
No, that's real.
That's a fact.
We're going to take a 5-minute break. What is that?
It's a sweatshirt.
We got you. We got the cream joint. I'm running down on everybody from here on out. That's coming in here with fucking wet. I'm coming good. We good today? I'm coming. I'm so touching you all. I'm coming. I'm so touching you all. I'm small.
Small?
I like my shit fitted. I like all my shit fitted. Hey, I mean the small.
You need the Jamaican.
You need the Jamaican.
Yeah. Need the Jamaican
shout out style.
Shout out your legs, man.
It's all good.
Yo, that's the skinny jeans, bro.
Yo, we back on. We back on.
Yo, Matt, I'm coming to say.
I'm coming to see you for one of them fitteds you got too.
Yo, Matt.
Big shout out to Bim.
Yeah, this shit.
When I called him, he was like, "Yo, I'm in Turkey." I was like, "Oh, you getting it done?" And he was like, "Nah, my shit good."
My shit ain't ball.
He was getting clothes made.
Getting clothes made, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the token edition.
Yeah.
I got token the
token of wolves sheep clothing.
Ooh. You got the lining, though.
I got the lining.
Hoodie weather.
Ooh. Yeah. I got hoodie the season. Listen, me and his relationship span, you know, some time. It's my brother right here, man.
Yeah.
It's about time I got something.
So matter of fact, yo, hold on.
Yeah, beware of false prophets. Y'all see that? Nah, the false prophets.
I need
you niggas.
I need that color, champ. What's up, man?
Why are you talking to me? You gotta talk to him. This his shit.
Nah, it's right here though. Yeah.
This goes. Hold on, bro. This goes for anybody. Niggas pulling up with sweatsuits and hats and all of that. Y'all come with shit for the whole cast, nigga. Whole cast ain't just Mav here. It ain't just Champ here. You got Mecca here. You got Chastity here. You got KK here. You got Aaron here. It ain't just one nigga in here. You heard? You got a couple niggas in here. You heard? I'm a medium. Gary Murray
just said you were small, bro.
Depends on the cut.
What size you, man?
Look, you got my man.
What size you?
Man, he just did 25 push-ups.
Both sides.
That's fire. You know what I mean? Throw that on with some construction.
Take it back. Take it back.
With some construction.
I'll take the red.
Yeah, the red one. Take that.
Beware false prophets.
That's fire right there.
What's the other size in there?
The other ones, that's me too.
What's that sign?
It don't matter.
Yo, this nigga got a million hats, right?
I know.
That he not gonna wear. He's not gonna wear.
Who's not gonna wear?
You not gonna wear the millions of hats you got, nigga.
Shout out to Pinheads.
Pinheads.
Every week, no magic.
I told Mav, we was in LA, I was like, yo, Mav, let me hold that Prada hat, nigga. I'll give it back to you like before the night's over. That's my Prada hat. Can't get that shit.
Just saying,
like, Mav, I want to say something about BT, yo. I mean, y'all got your numbers wrong. You feel me?
Got the list wrong. Not the numbers.
Numbers is wrong because they exploded. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got all the other podcasters. I don't know how y'all got.
Shout to them. Salute
to them. My expert opinion, not in there.
Well, we independent, bro. We independent. Which sometimes,
you should be. I mean, you talked about that.
Right.
Which you should be.
Right.
You should be.
And as much as people kind of like, promote that, the independent and da-da. It seems like you hit a wall sometimes with like the corporations or the award ceremonies and all that. It's like, you know, they kind of overlook it because it's like you need a corporate chaperone or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I wish everybody, you know.
Man, good luck.
Good luck. Congratulations on your nominations. You know, we don't look at things like, yo, why them and not us? We don't
We're not haters. Nah. We want to see everybody win.
However, my validation comes from the people that's watching right now.
That's right.
Everybody's watching. Everybody's hitting that share.
NWA ain't got nominated.
You almost hitting the milli, baby. Keep going.
That is.
Yeah, NWA.
Facts. Facts.
I don't think Jimi Hendrix ever got a Grammy either.
It is?
I don't think so. He ever did.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he's an icon.
Right. Icon. Icon.
He busts everybody's ass on that guitar.
Yeah.
I don't think he
taught Ron Wisely's brother, Ernie.
Yeah, Eric Clapton, Shook.
Yes, all in that.
Yeah.
He was a beast, so he never got a Grammy.
Speaking of musicians, artists.
Oh, shit.
Tonight is the Nas and Wu-Tang.
Yeah, big things are going.
Yeah.
Big things. Happy birthday to Nas.
Happy birthday to Nas.
Happy G-Day to Nas.
I seen somebody post, I want to know what y'all think, right? I seen somebody post earlier today saying that It Was Written was better than Illmatic.
Illmatic
was in that classic.
I'm going with It Was Written. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
It Was Written when he got commercial?
Me too.
Nah, I don't feel like he went commercial. I just feel like he evolved. It's like I like Life After Death better than Ready to Die.
What started him?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But like, we're not going to act like Volume 2 wasn't better than
Volume 1. Volume 2 was better than Volume 1.
You know what I mean?
Who you talking about?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Oh,
Hard Knock Life is better than In My Lifetime, Volume 1.
Right. Is Hard Knock Life better than Reasonable Doubt?
Nah. Reasonable Doubt.
That's his best album.
Reasonable Doubt got me through every
song. You sure about what you say?
That's a fact. Can't Knock the Hustle? That was my shit.
If you're going to bring up Reasonable Doubt, the only album I think really competes with it is Blueprint.
Nah.
That's the one that everybody starts shouting at. I'm not a Reasonable Doubt dude.
I love Blueprint, but that shit not fucking.
Volume two, you
preaching to the choir. My vote is with Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, right. No question.
I don't think he ever surpassed that.
A lot of artists throw their first album to be their best album.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Like 50 Cent, Life Better
Hunger.
This is the direct Jay-Z quote. You spend your whole life writing your first album. Mm-hmm. You spend the span of the first album to the second album, right?
Right, the second album.
Because you got more experience.
So it's different. It's a different feeling. But for me, I love Illmatic, but It Was Written is my favorite Nas album.
That's one of my favorite albums.
That's my favorite Nas album ever.
Illmatic was crazy.
No, I mean, it was good.
No, but the whole thing is...
He liked it because
it evolved. That's how I said.
Yeah, yeah. But come on, Illmatic was it, man.
I mean, I guess that's when after him and Jay-Z got together.
The one that opened the door to Illmatic, that opened the door for that. That opened the door for, you know what I mean? That situation. That
Illmatic was the first
crazy
super producer album.
Guest appearances.
No like guest appearances.
Even the people he had, but negating that album broke so many, you know, frontiers as far as like how you make an album. Before then, it was one producer, one MC.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? One person produced the whole album. One MC.
Right.
He was this is the first album where
outcome.
He was so crazy. All of these producers wanted to get down, and all of a sudden that was a possibility. Pete Rock, Q-Tip, Large River. These are like the guys of that time.
And they all wanted to, and they
came together to make this one product. So it was almost like a cheat code. Mm-hmm. Cause you get the best lyricists out and put them with the absolute best producers we can find, and they came up with this shit. This
the first rapper to bring the platinum plaque back to the projects.
Mm. Oh, Nas?
Yes, he said it.
Favorite Nas song?
Oh shit! Shootouts is my favorite.
Shootouts. Of all time, or just off that album,
bro?
I did so much shit to that record.
It's a soundtrack to me. In 96 through like 2000, Shootouts was my soundtrack.
Queen's Anthem. I think like
Queen's Anthem. Queen's Anthem.
That boy Nas, right?
Yeah. I like that shit, You're the Man. That's one of my favorites.
You're the man.
Oh, yeah.
What goes around comes around. That's my favorite shit.
That joint was fire. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mac?
Got some.
It ain't hard to tell.
I ain't gonna lie.
That was super timeless.
I almost feel like I'm cheating by saying it, but like it ain't hard. If that song right there got me through high school.
Go with one mic.
One mic is fire.
Lyrically
super creative,
to the next,
bro.
But that's
super creative.
Yeah, but
super
creative.
He got on his street shit with the Hate Me Now. Yeah. Hate Me Now, he went crazy on
it. He made the mic a life. Like one mic?
No, that song is fire.
But you got to remember, it's like what he did with I Gave You Power.
Right.
With the gun.
And no, I Gave You Power is amazing. Yeah. That's an amazing record.
What I appreciate about Nas is in the era where everybody was trying to search for club records and kind of like stare their music towards like, okay, commercial. We gotta, you're right, the commercial shit. He would come out with something conceptual, something creative.
Always. Made you pay attention.
And it would be the single. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think other than Eminem, they were the only two people that were doing that at that time. Everybody else was trying to make a record.
They were staying in the lyrical lane, the lyricist lane.
Good for the clubs or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, now they wasn't coming out with one mic. M is coming out with Stan. Yo, you know what I mean?
Cool.
Like,
yo, that's cool. I want to get to this battle rap shit, man.
Ah, let's go.
When you did that.
What? What you talking about?
You Millie Rock shit. I watched that the other night. Like
Millie Rock was kind of off though, bro.
Nah, it was. My shit better now. My shit better now. My shit better now.
Yo, before I was like, shout to my man Cortez. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I did the quotation marks. That's what I did.
Yo, Matt, the crowd went crazy.
They went wild.
But yo, I got a couple of battle rap dudes I fuck with. Like, I really watched him. My boy from Jersey. What's his...
Arsenal.
No, you're Arsenal.
Yeah.
I love Arsenal because he just demeanor is just...
He just disrespectful.
I'll be disrespectful right in your face. Like, I like Arsenal. I like homeboy from Queens.
Reckless.
What's his name? From Queens. Light skin.
DNA?
Dude. No.
Hollow?
Hollow the Dome.
You ever watched this battle?
No, you battle? I'm watching tonight. Watch tonight.
It's gonna be a little different.
It's gonna be a little different.
I watched that. I was there for that.
I was there for damn near all this nigga battles. Yes.
No, Murder Mook is my dog. So
Mook is.
Yeah.
I like.
Shout out to Mook.
I like what's the short kid from Harlem?
K-Shawn.
Yeah. I like K-Shawn.
Have you ever met K-Shawn?
I never met him. You know what I mean? I like K-Shawn.
K-Shawn got like that ADHD rap. Like he I like that nigga.
I like Calico too.
Who else?
Charlie Clips is all right too.
Charlie Clips is nice. I fuck with Lux.
Freestyle Charlie Clips did on Flex. That was crazy.
Yeah. Bridge Royston is like his.
Yeah, he disrespectful too.
His battle with Austin.
What's my boy from North Carolina? Two of them.
T-Top.
Fuck with T-Top. That's my dog.
And Briz.
Briz. Yeah. I like Briz Royston. I like that cat.
Shout out to Suede 7. That's my guy, Team Homie.
As far as the game changes, I got to give it up to Rum Nitty and Twerk.
Oh, their new battle rap?
The Twerk is different.
I got to fuck with that. I got to look at that. I see Rum Nitty's name. I never fucked with it.
No, Rum is like...
He's different, yo.
What?
He stretches your imagination as far as like punchlines.
You got to keep going back to try to catch what he's saying.
He's different.
You know what I mean? Different.
I've been thinking about doing battle rap content on this platform again.
Crazy. Because you'll be giving new artists the opportunity to bring that element back.
Right.
Because that element is missing.
Right.
You being the battle rap god.
Battle rap is really hip hop. That's straight hip hop.
But I like the fact that it's not, and this is counterproductive, but I like the fact that it's not easily accessible to everybody. Because I remember the day when hip hop wasn't easily accessible.
That's right.
I remember when you had to know. If you didn't know, it was cool. But nobody was breaking their neck to show you. It was our thing, and you had to be initiated to be inside of it.
But what happens when Mav try to show niggas love and niggas don't pull up?
You shouldn't argue with nobody that Harriet Tubman would have shot. Leave it where it
is. No, that's a fact. That's stupid.
I need to put on clothes, man.
I gotta keep that.
Because a lot of battle rap niggas, they got stories too. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, everybody got a story, bro. I don't give a shit about that. Like, what are you doing? What's the plan? What's the idea?
And that's
everybody got
that's why we need niggas.
Hard times does not equal success. I've had way too many people on my line talk about, yo, I've been through this, and I did this many years, and I shot this, and I got cut, and I... Okay, great, but this music is ass. You can't rap.
Yes.
You can't rap. You did all this other shit. You can't rap. I don't care about your hard times if I'm not if you're not good at what you're doing. Yes. That doesn't mean you can't get points from me that way. Mm. Hard times don't equal great music. If that was the case, cancer patients would have Grammys. Yes. That's not how that fucking works. This shit sucks. This shit is sad.
Yo, Mech is a fucking genius.
If we're gonna like bring light on battle rap, I'm all for it. But don't forget what we losing. Don't be careful about what you lose when you strive to make something commercial. Because hip hop ain't been the same since we let it out the gate and it started making money. That's and right. People saw, oh, there's bread here.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes detrimental, because you don't want starving artists. Dudes who are coming up with this level of shit, you want them to be able to eat. You want them to do good. You want them to be able to do this for a living. All artists who are good at making art should be able to make art for a living.
Right.
I hate the fact that some of the nicest battle rappers we ever, some of these niggas got day jobs. I hate that. You too nice. You deserve to be good off your music.
And that's fucked up, because they get exposed for that shit.
They use that shit in the battle. Who was that they used in the battle for that shit for working at Target?
Rum Nitty.
Wow.
Rum Nitty.
And we just talking about him like, yo,
he fired too.
Battle rappers is hip hop.
Yes.
They are
in the that's the root of hip hop.
That's the root
it's
of the
rap. It's the
and put their words
together. It's the one of rap.
No, they just dig up all this dirt on.
But I got to say that nothing beats being in the NBA, bro.
NBA is where they get paid.
I feel like the lyricism of battle rap, it's so backwards, because around the rest of the world, the battle rappers in Russia, the battle rappers in England,
London,
they're the best rappers. They're the rappers that go platinum.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, the lyricism is so respected in those regions, but here in America, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, to quote Future, you just a battle rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's low level. Narrative.
But y'all pointed that out before in the prior episode when y'all was
they
like,
created the narrative and took that element away.
Right. There's not that many people doing it overseas like it is over here. It's not oversaturated.
Well, you have to remember that overseas, not everybody wants to be a rapper.
Right.
You go certain places, they'll be like, okay, that's the rap guy.
No, but
and it's just
no.
I want you guys to consider this.
No, wait. This is how it is.
In other regions where battle rap is prevalent, the best rappers are the battle rappers.
What I'm saying is,
imagine like a Drake and J. Cole battling.
Well, here they would never do that.
But that's what happens in those other
regions.
They would
never do that here.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Oxymoron. He's one of the Russian battle rappers who drops albums and goes platinum.
Right. Mm.
Like, they get together and they battle, like, all the best rappers.
Right. Because they still keep the elements of hip-hop together.
It's the reason why our OGs can tour overseas. That's what that market is.
Right.
When I say it's not oversaturated, I mean that you can have a crowd of people, a crowd of kids. One guy wants to be a lawyer. One guy wants to be an accountant. Another one wants to be this. Somebody wants to be a doctor. This guy wants to be a rapper. Not everybody wants to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. When I'm in New York and you go to a rap show, 80% of the crowd is rappers. They're all rappers.
Saturated.
They're all. Yes. And as soon as you say,
depending on who,
my guy is nice. My cousin do that shit.
My cousin do that.
My uncle do that. My niece do that. That shit ain't special. Everybody do that. When I've been traveling, when I've even just outside of New York, you start traveling, be like, oh, he's a rapper. Word? Yo, is he any good? Nah, oh, that's just crazy. Yo, when's the next show? They don't want to be rappers. They're really like, oh, shit, somebody actually, okay, well, can I come see it? If he's good, fam for life. That's why when you're in Texas, that's why when you're in the Bay, these are places where especially Texas, their legends make a living just in Texas. They don't need it. Young Thug, Slim Thug, fucking, what's the, what, what's the grill?
No, Paul Wall.
He was just on there.
Oh, just Texas, though.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm
all
not
other states.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I'm using Texas as an example because I remember interviewing Paul Wall and Slim Thug, and they came up here just to do media. They didn't give a fuck about a New York crowd like that. Yeah. They were good at home. At home, they lived home great. Big cars, big houses. They go on tour. They do a run. They come home. They put something out. Everybody loves it. Same thing in the Bay. Independent market was popping out there. There wasn't a... what I need everybody to understand is the labels are in New York. Our attitude is always going to be different. But it's not the only attitude that exists. And it's not even a good one. Right. We're the only ones who say, if you ain't... we're the main ones saying, like, if you don't have a record deal, you ain't shit.
Yeah. No,
that's the New York attitude.
Don't really.
Meanwhile, other places... independent artists.
But we allow that.
We allow that.
Yeah,
that's right. Fuck it all like the label shit. We allow
that. No, we allow that.
That wordplay come, it's like they pour dumb shit on all of us, say shit. We allow it.
Yeah.
We give it life.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't give it life.
And no, the narrative is that independent music don't work in New York.
That's right.
When Mac Dre may rest in peace in the Bay, he's God.
Yep.
His albums is still selling without no.
Yeah.
Major record deal to this day.
Shout out to the Thiz Life. Shout out to
the whole movement out there, of these guys now.
I remember interviewing Jay Prince last year.
Yeah.
And he stated how he came here to get game from Lyra Cohen.
Right. Leo.
He came, yeah, Leo. Excuse me, not Lyra, Leo. He came over here to get game from him and he took it back there and started rap a lot.
Yeah, but you.
But he had to learn from.
That's fake structure. Let me say something. He had the real structure, the real game, because the people gonna listen to him. And they all together.
He had the power.
We not together. Mm-hmm. Feel me? We not together.
It's competitive in New York City.
What,
too competitive.
All right. In your opinion, Bim, how did it even get like that?
Well, I gotta say. Different individual loud in the game. You know what I mean? Have a different feeling towards you. I'm not letting you in. He can have the hottest artist in the world, but I'm not, fuck you, nigga. I got to beef with your brother or your cousin or your man. You know what I mean? And it just separated us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because back in the day, if you go back in the day, I'm talking about we was hustling. Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island.
Queens.
Yo, bro, we used to meet at the airport and go out of town together. Yeah. I mean, we used to go together, all-star game, everything, Queens, New York, all of us. Brooklyn, Manhattan, I mean, Harlem, Bronx, Staten Island, we all go together. All hustlers knew each other. You get money, you get. We be in the club together. Like, you get money, all right. Well, we going to Will Smith to have a picnic every year in Philly. I'll never forget this. All of us went together. All of us on a highway with our cars. You know what I'm saying? End up same hotel, everything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tell some shit, but that's some shit.
Right.
But we all came together. We moved to All-Star Game in Orlando. My boy got us tickets to the All-Star Game in Orlando. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And we in Orlando, all of us together. Chilling, everybody. Wherever we went, we was all together. New York. Now today, we all divided. I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. You know, and that's not the New York way.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it takes us to bring that bond back together. You know what I'm saying?
And dudes use that. That's why dudes are able to come in the city. We don't know in their city. We don't know they're in our city. And it's not about checking in. It's just about if you go out of town, you go to Atlanta, you're going to check in with certain people. Just respect, I'm here. So if anything, you know what I'm saying? So when you go to L.A.
I tap in with all my people.
Yeah,
when
right,
I go to L.A., I tap in with my peoples. I go to Atlanta, I tap in with my peoples. But I got now, family everywhere, so I tap
come
in
with
everybody.
And you ain't nothing wrong here, with that. And you don't know they here. Then you hear they here if nothing don't happen, government. But they come in, and we don't know that.
But B.O., that comes from dudes not in tune with themselves. Like, when I get to L.A., I call Big U.
Yeah, facts.
Yo, I'm home. I'm here, bro. Yo, where you at, boo? Are you in a hotel? I'll meet you up there. He'll come fuck with me. He be tired. He be up all day.
Yes.
So he take me out.
Yes.
You feel me? And dude, you don't call that check.
A lot of niggas get left because they don't, you know, they look at it like, oh, checking in is, I ain't no sucker. I ain't checking in
but
with nobody.
But that's what happens.
It's not
that. Killed.
You know what I mean? That's how a lot of niggas get robbed. Yep. A lot of niggas get left because you ain't
killed.
Checking in
the
with the right
dude.
Niggas when you go into certain towns.
Oh, yeah, PNB.
It ain't about
PNP.
That other shit.
Yeah. If he would have checked in and then he would have been good. You just on it ain't the truth.
But the word check-in word is really fuck with niggas' mentality.
They take it as, oh, I ain't no sucker. I go anywhere I want to go.
Ain't about that.
When you go to L.A., you tap in with your people that live out there.
Let them know you out here.
You know what I mean? Let them know you here. Instead of, yo, I'm here, bro. All right, niggas done caught you. Now you want to call niggas because you got booked. Something happened to you.
Right.
You didn't check in, nigga.
Right. Nine times out of ten, checking in is really just telling you where not to go. That's every time I've ever been at, yo, all right, where you staying?
Yo,
okay, you good then.
Homie, real talk, it ain't no place where you can't go.
Yeah.
No, you can go anywhere.
You know,
any
hotel.
I don't believe in that.
What I'm saying is,
anywhere you go, anywhere.
What I'm saying is, whenever I've touched down, made a phone call, where you staying? Okay, that's cool. Listen. It's hot over by here, such and such. This just happened. You don't know nothing about that. So go stay at that hotel. Don't stay at that because you right around the corner from where the shit just popped. You don't need to be nowhere near that. I'm going to come get you. We're going to go over here and kick it in this spot. You don't need... Right. That's the only...
But some
of
the crazy shit don't make shit happens... In
everywhere.
The quietest spot.
Yeah,
my nigga.
No, you go over here,
nigga just walk. You be like, how the fuck this op get over here in the good spot?
Yeah.
So you over here in the good spot, nigga.
You think you coming off the plane going to a cool, low-key spot. Meanwhile, something just popped
right.
up. But your man is local.
Yo, bro,
he knows that.
She having right. Four Seasons.
Yeah,
that's what season.
But
so,
you would need somebody to tell you, hey, don't stay at that place.
That's why
you
check in.
The
that's
w.
Why you check
like,
in.
Go to
you
the
with
w,
the dudes
call
your family
who moving,
like,
so when you in them streets, when you come out them safe hotel, because some dudes is that they know you pulling up in a specific five-star hotel, and they cities are designed different from New York.
Right.
See, New York, you can be in Lower Manhattan, and I won't even know you there.
See, when we was at, we was with everybody, nigga. Like, everybody was there. Like, anything could happen.
They know
that.
They
But let's say you, like, in Detroit.
Different
certain
story.
Places,
that's
different.
Different.
Certain places you don't
well, you got to tap in the trick.
Yeah, you got to tap in the trick. Yeah.
Yo, Trick, I'm in town.
And I might not know Trick, but you know Bim. Yo, Bim, tell Trick I'm in. So, he going to show the respect as a video. Cause you going, I don't give a fuck. You gun.
Cause certain niggas rolling the red carpet out for you anyway. They fuck with you. You
Let
know
me
what I mean?
You
and they look at it like, yo, I fuck with this nigga for tapping in. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't really had to tap in, but he tapped in. So I'm gonna make sure he good.
Let me show you something. Just last Wednesday, my little bro Shateek, you know Shateek Hook from Tampa. He called me Rod Waves and then was here at Sony, getting a distribution deal. After they got the deal. They wanted to celebrate. What you gonna do? He called me. He's like, yo, listen, yo, big bro. Yo, they going, they wanna go to Perfection's Club. We went to Starlet. And niggas dropped like 30K. And he's like, on a Wednesday. Niggas like, fuck is deep.
That shit empty.
And they was deep with security, but it's still the fact of these are my people, you good. I called a few people. We had a great time.
Right. I think the check-in is just a guide.
Yes,
just the language of it, man. The checking is a guide, man.
Yeah, don't take it as a nigga trying to.
You call me. I have people call me all the time and be like, "Champ, where should I eat at? Where should I go to the studio at?
No,
I go over there. I set it up.
The
wrong checking, and what I've observed is like the people who are claiming these LA gangs and they've never been on those LA streets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those check-ins tend to go a little bit wrong unless you're connected with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it, you know, they don't look at it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're not from out here. You're not putting in the work the way that we putting in. You someplace else claiming our shit.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself, like I couldn't imagine going to fucking Houston and there's a bunch of niggas claiming Crown Heights. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, we from Crown Heights, but you're not really from Crown Heights. Like what? Right. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? So some of those guys don't get taken seriously, and they end up getting robbed or pressed for trying to, you know, trying to be down with something that you're not really officially mm-hmm. connected to. You know what I mean? So those check-ins, those are the check-ins that people have issues with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Tekashi claiming what he was claiming, he didn't want to check in because he felt like there would be an OG that would probably tax him or something like that because you running around claiming the wrong, claiming this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's different types of check-ins. You got a good relationship with somebody out of town, cultivate that shit.
Word.
Yeah. Especially when you're
always,
in this business.
Always. Don't matter. Yeah.
Always. Don't
you
matter.
Come don't to, matter.
You
if
come to Brooklyn, you are 100,000% safe with Gat Murder. I promise you. Like,
word.
You are good with me in any right. hood. The projects, the side blocks, everything, and style anywhere.
Gat know everybody.
You are 100% good right. with me. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy.
How See? About y'all just go to a restaurant?
Don't shit happens in restaurants.
That's where I'm gonna take you to the fly.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that when is the last the nice time shit. We heard of any artist that came from out of town into New York? Something happening to them. Nothing really happened.
Nothing.
Right.
Nah.
Everything we is spread cool. Love. Is like, you know, New York is love.
There. New York into New York.
I went to a photo shoot last night. Fucking Westside Gun, Davies. All these niggas in the same place. Ain't no security around.
Listen. You've been away. New York ain't New York no more.
That ain't the yeah. New York.
Ain't New York. York
no more. Ain't
that shit wouldn't happen, bro. I'm keeping it 100 with you.
Because I'll be honest, I used to get them phone calls. Yo, such and such over here.
Yeah. Like, it's only happening, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
It's different, though.
Yeah.
It was different.
It's fucking yeah. awful.
The niggas in New York is with the niggas out of town.
Yes.
Like, they're back. Oh, no, how you? With them niggas.
Yeah. Right. Like, telling like, you, oh, that's that same shit we was talking about with the Queens Day in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Trust me, my nigga, you're going to run into everybody.
Everybody.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody gonna yeah. do it. Yeah.
Facts.
Black man.
From Atlanta.
I am not your enemy.
At all.
At all.
How about we just get off that bullshit
That's
one
right.
time?
Yeah.
How about
right.
you let me help you get to where the bread is yes. instead of you worrying about robbing and scheming on your own folk? Yes. We got a common enemy and we don't need to be it. I am not your fuck. I need to be able to go to where you are. And be safe the same way you can come to where I am and be safe because we don't mean each other no fucking harm. And how about we help each other before we get to the point that we get desperate enough to do something to each other.
Right. Yes.
Out of sheer desperation. I don't believe you. I don't believe you mean malice, but you desperate. You hungry. I get it. Right. How about You're we lying. Help each other before we get to that point so I don't never have to worry about you harming me over desperation. And vice versa. I am not your fucking enemy. I refuse to move through this world in that way.
Because ain't nothing gangster. Yeah. Ain't nothing gangster you know about looking over your shoulders when you're walking down the street.
I hear you, Matt. But you still got to be conscious of the shit that's going on out here, bro.
Right.
I am. That's why. That's what made me say what I said.
No. What you said was real. But
right. Some niggas real. Take that you as a form real. Of weakness. Right.
No. You was real. Some niggas only respect violence.
Okay.
Some niggas only respect violence.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Here's the thing.
Here's the fact.
That's here too.
No.
That's here too.
I understand
but
what
I'm
saying.
Not walking out here. I'm just not gonna fucking do it.
Entertain that energy. I understand.
I fucking refuse. Enough is enough, bro. Like
I accept that energy. I'm with that same energy you want.
Them days gotta be over. But, like have to be.
I don't want nobody to hurt me. I don't want to hurt nobody. You feel me? That's the type of time I'm on. Because I only got children. I got children. And you know, to watch your son, me personally, I'm gonna keep it honest with you. To watch my son. See these niggas online dogging my name. And I watch his face right. while I'm out of town looking at his face on the FaceTime. And my face was like, I don't want nothing else. But that nigga, I don't want nothing. You feel me?
Right.
How can you think that you think you can get away with it?
Right.
You feel me? When I built my name up for this amount of years with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No smut. What I'm talking about niggas that they created laws behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Law books.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Right. I'm talking about from, yo, dog, I can't even really talk for real. I'm talking about law enforcement to all type of shit.
Now I get it.
Niggas ain't give a Live fuck about
that.
None of y'all niggas.
Yeah.
Live through it. You feel me? And you put my name in some little bullshit ass park murder.
It's the law of. Of fame, like Mecca, let me beat you to it. Attention is the new currency. And some of these niggas think the more people is watching them, like, yo, once they put a number on it, there's so many people are looking at you right now.
Yeah. Yes.
That endorphin rush kicks in.
That's a rush.
Matt,
they don't care. It's a rush for niggas.
He said that because niggas told me, he said, yo, I was on a show and they said, yo, niggas getting $500,000 off your name. And that's how they look at it.
You like, sit your son down and you remind him something Mav said, since we trade in quotes, you remind him something Mav said. You got to consider the source, son.
No, he official.
You think about who your father
is? No, he knows.
Now consider the guy who's talking about
him. No. Somebody attacks your hero.
Yeah, yeah.
You consider the fucking source.
Your first reaction is like, what?
No, listen.
It's the initial reaction.
Let me tell you, that's a bad thing.
Matt,
let me tell something to you. And I really got to honestly say this about my family. They're different people. Even the women in my family got shot, all type of shit. You don't play them police game. Mm-hmm. Women. Mm-hmm. Women in my family, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And for me, you know, them niggas is thinking different. Mm-hmm. They're like, what we need to do? Mm-hmm. Fuck that. We know who you are.
Yeah.
What we doing?
Mm-hmm. What we doing?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that.
Timing, yeah.
You feel me? And my thing as one of the leaders in my family, even as on the team, I'm responsible for a bunch of niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm not going to leave y'all niggas to the hellfire. I got a philosophy I always say. If I ain't going to show you how to live, I ain't going to show you how to die.
And I can attest to that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm here today.
What we doing, Ben? What we doing? We are ignoring the crunchy
couch niggas. No, we can't ignore it. We can't ignore it. Because you know why? Because if it ain't me.
You just got to be aware of it.
You got to be aware. Not just aware.
You can ignore it, but be aware of it.
Be aware. Yeah. But if it ain't just me, it's going to be math. It's going to be math.
Yes.
We all are not infallible. I'm going to make money off math.
You got to.
I'm going to make money off math.
Yes.
You got to understand success like that brings hate, jealousy, all that.
That's right. I'm going to make money off you niggas. That's the world we're living in today. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, people know shit is fake and shit is bullshit, but we can't make money off the real, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We make money off lies
mm-hmm.
and deceit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these dudes are about. They deceive you.
The good thing is...
And one thing about American people, they love to be deceived. So mm-hmm. niggas tune in this nigga
Bad
channel.
Mm-hmm.
They tune in this channel like... Oh, yeah, well, give me more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They like it. They don't like the truth. No, listen. No, let me tell you something.
Not me personally, only the truth, but maturity.
Or lack thereof.
Right.
No, lack thereof, because they got little children in them. They've never been in the streets, so they want to know about the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't give a fuck. Who they hear from?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I'm not on there telling about it, because you know why? I lived it. I was real. I'm not robbing soccer coaches and shit and rings and dumb shit. I never robbed nobody in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't claim that. I'm not about that. I made money. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That these niggas will never see in their fucking life.
So why are we entertaining them?
No, you have to entertain them because you know why? The world we're living in now, the internet is big and the world will believe them.
No. I think that you just got to point out just simple factors. Just simple factors.
That can be seen by the eyes.
Yeah, that can be seen by the eyes.
Give them a counter so they're you're right.
Like plastic couches.
Crunchy couches. I just say, crunchy couches.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to be like, yo, in real life.
This is who you listening to?
In real life, how do you follow? And this is not to send a shot at anybody who may be going through tough times right now and you're trying to come up.
At all.
But how are you trying to come up?
Yeah.
You gotta think in your mind like, yo, if I see a circle of brothers that's successful, I would want to be a part of that circle. Me trying to battle with a successful circle, it's a lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose.
I'm not there yet. I could get locked out easily.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Some niggas don't think like that. Some niggas just
say, That's why we're saying it.
Like, but here's the thing, though. When we talking about a formerly incarcerated individual, right?
Yes.
Their mindset, if prior to becoming incarcerated, was going to get it by any means, that's still their mindset coming out if they didn't grow
inside. Whoever's here, I'm coming for you.
My mindset was, I grew, I used my time wisely, I need to get next to these niggas.
People, to get in the circle.
How do I get next to these? I always said that.
You always said that.
How do I get next to Mav? How do I get next to Mech, Bim? And I got around all of y'all.
Yes.
Because I changed the way I thought.
You know why?
It's a fact.
You know why?
I want to know what you niggas know. How do I get successful?
I'm not attacking you.
No, you know why? And I'm going to say this plain, and this basically sums the whole thing up for me. Only losers want to see other niggas lose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you want to see me lose, that's a loser's mentality.
Right.
Winners only want to be around winners.
That's a fact.
See, but the guy,
you know, it's crazy. Hold up, B.O. Crazy you said that. Say his mindset, right? His mindset. That was my mindset coming home.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Let me get around Corey Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
That man changed my life. Then Russell Simmons came. He definitely changed my life. You feel me?
What is?
And me being back in the streets, I already knew what that was. I'm going back to jail or I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. And I knew that. I said, I'm going to die or I'm going to jail. What's I'm going to wait? No, I don't want that. I'm going to go this route. Mm-hmm. And that's the route I went. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when dudes, like he said, you had that mindset, these dudes are still in the 10th grade, 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
From 18 years ago.
Yep.
They still in the same reading level, 10th grade, 9th grade reading level, probably 5th grade.
Yes.
Real talk. They and really got 5th grade reading level.
And because
they
of
don't
that,
understand.
Because of, you know, that, Bim.
And because of the background of their lifestyle, they never had an uncle or a father to help them, like your father said to you. You know what I mean? Push you out. You know, they never had that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I had uncles. And I had OGs, real OGs. If I catch you over there, if I catch you doing this, boom, I ain't doing it, I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? If they catch you, then they're going to go upside your head.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that today. And right. The government made it that way where we can't chastise our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, if I hit you in the head, I'm going to jail. So therefore, I got to leave you alone. So now, you so feminine and like, don't touch me, you know. I can't chastise you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going about your way.
All the consequences are gone.
All the consequences are gone. I'm not, I don't fear consequences. That's why there's a lot of killing going on. I don't fear consequences. But until it happened, oh, shit, I killed this nigga. Yeah, you get 25 years. You're out of here.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you know also, Ben, right, with a lot of these guys that's coming home from prison, not only did they didn't preparate mentally, you know, like when we was building before I came home, like, and honestly, I have to applaud him, because when I came home, I was said, B, we don't do that no more.
Questions.
And for 3 years, I lived with him. And he showed me how we live now, which I thank him for that, you know what I'm saying? And he totally embraced me, feel me? Because he recognized my potential to write.
Right.
We had the magazine at the time.
Question.
But I say with these guys, many of them are coming home and they don't have homies who transitioned. Just say, homie, come in. So now they come on. Oh, well, So B was on that. He went and said, bum, bum. Now I can get my YouTube channel, fix it up. I'm coming at everybody. Everybody, ah. Oh, yo, he's up top. Let me study this shit. Out of war. Let me, 48 Laws of Cowards. You for whatever. Yeah, 48 Laws of Cowards.
Right.
I always called it that.
Because
when dudes start reading these books, they didn't have the real mentality. They start beating niggas out of trays and keeping the chaos on the companies, you know. So when they come home with that
same mentality.
Right. Instead of saying, damn, yo, let me reach out to this brother. All right. They're looking at you at top. I'm coming to him. Because if he respond to me, he got all to lose, nothing to gain.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's why you said, Matt, say my name. I'm good.
Ah,
but go back to you.
It's true, though, bro.
Yeah, go back to you. Go back to you, right? And I heard somebody say, like, yeah, he's on Rock Diggs' case. Or he locked Rock Diggs up. Like, it's my brother. He can test it.
Yeah.
He can test it.
Yo, yeah, like, I seen like, some
I'm
shit.
I'm in court sitting there for Rod Diggs.
With me.
With him.
I went to Rod, same thing. Rod called me. Rod said, yo, bro, I need you to do a character witness thing for me.
Yeah.
I said, bro, you know, I'd do anything. I only hold 2 weeks. After 30 years, I said, Rod, you know, I will do anything for you. But don't put me in a situation to jeopardize my freedom.
Yeah.
So I go see his lawyer down in Lower Manhattan, boom.
Okay, whatever. A witness could have asked you.
Why did you say you would see his lawyer?
Yeah, look. this is so crazy. No, this is real shit here.
Yeah, no question.
Boom, I said, so the lawyers came, oh, we're going to just ask you these questions about his character, what you taught him, because his last six years.
Before that.
No.
I'm in the courtroom. Look, I'm in the courtroom sitting there on Rod Digger. He ain't there yet.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the courtroom holding Rod, and I'm with Rod at his case. I'm sitting there. He comes in, sit right by me. I said, yo, I'm just like this. I said, yo, get out of here. He's like, what's up? I said,
because that's when Crystal came in.
I said, yo, they just said your name was the Godfather.
Yeah.
They said your name. I said, get up out of here.
Yeah.
This nigga got up and walked out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Walked out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, that's why I said, when these niggas talk,
then you don't really know real life shit.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So to the lawyer, we go in the hallway.
Let me finish.
All right,
yeah. Boom. Yeah. So they said, okay, they subpoenaed me. Had a subpoena. You gotta ask a federal subpoena, or you going to jail. So I came in for the federal subpoena. Now, they said, well, he's gonna testify. Well, we gotta get him a lawyer if he's gonna get on the stand. It's so crazy. The lawyer that they gave me was the assistant district attorney that gave me 25 years, 25 years prior. Yeah. He said, hold up, I know this guy. I convicted him 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Stacey Knight. Oh. So he came out and he kept it 100.
He said, listen,
Stace, you know the deal. You's a vet in this shit.
Go there.
If you go in there, look. Yeah. He said, if you go on that stand and mention anything but your name and your address, you're going to open a can of worms.
Yep.
So I went on the stand. Yep. He said, dude, I plead the fifth. They said, well, he's going to keep pleading the fifth. Boom, right sitting right there. His lawyer's like, oh, Your Honor, he has pertinent information to my client. I said, I plead the fifth. I said, well, I looked at Rod. I said, I'm out.
Yeah.
So every situation when you go and deal with these people don't call for because I went for my man.
Right.
It's crazy.
I got on the stand. But when it was to open that can of worms by me assisting him, I couldn't do it. I pled the fifth. I had the right to remain silent, you feel me? And I did.
Could that have put him involved?
It would have put me involved with the conspiracy.
Right. Yeah, conspiracy.
Because although my name was mentioned throughout the whole trial of being, you know, the murderous mad dog blood, the Godfather, there was never no predicate acts of conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Only one could have brought me down was Rob.
Mm-hmm.
He held silent. I love him to this day. Real so, deal. Young,
free ride
young,
digs,
real,
man.
Free ride digs. He gonna come home. We did the lawyer thing. We working underground. He gonna be home soon. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but shout out to his little brother. I ran into him a little while ago.
So. Oh, yeah. Shout out. I forgot his name. That's really his older brother.
Older brother.
Rod's the youngest.
Yeah, Rod the youngest.
But, you know, sometimes.
That's how, yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. But I just seen Goldie downtown.
Yeah.
Shout out to Goldie.
Shout out to Goldie.
So a lot of people, when you mention these old cases and you mentioning this, you guys know better. You guys know better. But you know what? They got to the point where they see they can make money off of views.
I told you that. Like,
yes, yeah, you did say that. And they say, oh, this is the way to make money. Fuck all these niggas. I'm going to get some money. And they sit, isolate themselves in any state and do what they do. Yeah. And I'm saying to them, and I watch many of them come in. I watch many of them grow from boys to men. Right. And I'm saying, bro, you know better, man. If you got concrete facts, it is what it is. We wouldn't be where we at. But all these self-allegations just for the sake of views, come on, man.
Well, Matt, what did you say all around, though? But even, let's, all right, we talking about on a moral sense, a street sense. Let's just talk the laws of life. The energy that you put out is the energy you get back.
Facts.
For every up, there's a downside to come with this shit. So consider that for every person that you try to tear down,
yes,
what's coming back to you?
You.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I found myself caught up with responding to fucking idiots and having to deal with everything these idiots. Because once you get in a conversation with somebody, if somebody say, oh yeah, math is important. So if he's talking to this nigga must be important too. You know what I mean? So then they start paying attention to what the fucking idiot that I'm talking to is saying. And it starts to get messy. Once I checked myself and said, whoa, what the fuck am I doing? I mean, back up off of this shit. That's when the trips to Cali, red carpets, all this shit starts to happen.
Opened up for you, yes.
You know what I mean? Because I checked my energy and I was like, I'm playing in the mud right now.
Yes.
Nah, I'm too clean for that. Let me get up here, whatever. Yeah, you are too clean for that. How about you come out here and we'll pay you da 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 to do this and that, and that's the way up. So when I look at my kids, I'm like, my kids benefited from this decision.
Yeah,
right.
My family benefited from this decision. Yeah. Yes. My team benefited from this decision.
Yeah. Yep.
But if I kept playing in the mud, who benefits from that?
Yeah.
The person in the mud with
the person the in pig. Because you can't the tell who the pig is.
The fucking pig.
Yes, you can't tell
the
who
fucking
it is
wild pig who loves the mud. He's the one who's gonna benefit from it. So you need to check yourself. If you one of them niggas is leaving nasty fucking comments, understand.
Yeah.
It might not come back to you. Come back to your kids. Come back to wherever. But it's the energy that you're putting out.
Yes.
So if you put out good energy and you get back good energy, like, how do you want to live? Just consider that. How do you want to live? Because you're dictating it by what you put out. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
But you know what's crazy about that too? It's deeper than that because, like how you just named your team, if you was erratic asshole, these niggas is falling. They can't worry about a check coming in. They ain't worry about nothing. And that's what I worry about, my niggas. Like, I don't want my niggas to, like, do nothing because how good am I?
Right.
How good is you, Math, if you allow these niggas to affect you and you keep going on and you got, I already know his street nigga and you bringing them up. You feel me? I got a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? And the joy to me, I look in your eyes, we look at him, the joy to you is watch him sitting here and ain't in that bullshit. And that's my joy.
When my nigga's about to crash out, I ain't gonna hold you. I'll get right in the middle of shit. Yo, it ain't worth it, bro. It ain't worth it. Yeah, if you stand there, you let your man crash out in front of you, that ain't your man.
Ain't your man.
Not your man. Ain't if your I, man. It's 100 situations this nigga been in, and I was like, no, nigga.
I believe it.
No, nigga. Because it fucks all of us up. Fuck all of us up. Yeah, mother, 100 times. I'm like, no, nigga.
Yo, bro, you said something.
I love you, nigga. And I'm like, yo, this nigga's going to throw everything down the drain for this bird, nigga. No, nigga.
Yo, you're mad. You're mad. Look at these cases, right? That's on the net, right? I watch cases, right? And I'm looking at certain crews, what they're going through right now. Y'all can read through the lines. Mm-hmm. The trail of he gave him money to knock him off. It came from this guy. Came from this guy. You feel me? It's out there already. What's going on with me? I can't allow dudes because it's a trail.
Right. Yes, yes.
You niggas gonna die. You know what I'm saying? And all because my feelings, my emotions, like, yo, fuck niggas. No.
Yeah. Hold that.
Sit back, hold that. I'm a whole lot. Right. I'm a whole lot. Y'all niggas live. I'm a whole lot.
It goes back. Going. It goes right. back to this. Going.
But you got to see, like, some of these niggas is in hell, man.
They living in hell.
They
yes.
living in hell.
The facts. They living in hell. And, living in hell.
And the little bit of light that they get is like, you know what I mean? Just a little peek out of hell, but you just getting a peek. You're not getting out.
Getting a peek.
You're not getting out, man.
Getting a peek.
That couch is on fire.
Yeah, but
that couch is on fucking fire, bro.
And this was told to me before I got out of prison. My old timer, he's never getting out. He said, man, if you don't know when to hold, when to roll, and when to fold, bro, you might as well not even leave.
Leave.
Because you're going to be faced with circumstances and situations where you're going to have to man down. When you know. If you don't know that, just stay. Don't even get parole.
Yo, B, that's ill. You know why? I'm going to tell you something. I got a philosophy I always say to myself, even coming to the streets. He who runs today
live to fight another day.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I can run today. I can run. Yeah. Say what you want to say.
I'll be back.
It's in here. Yeah. It's in here.
Because it happens.
It happens. Yes. I'm here.
So, you got to know
every
that.
Every now and then, bro, God just shows up like, I got something for you today. I know you thought you'd never see it.
Yeah, it's there.
But
yeah,
it's right there. It's all yours.
Yes.
Open it up. Ain't no cameras on this one.
Open it up.
But that's happened. A couple times in my life, I'll be like, so.
Another problem.
Oh, shit. How are you? I haven't seen you in a long time. Come in. You know what I mean?
But the worst part about our lives is the people that we company with. Your son will hold you down. Whatever it is. Yeah. Nigga, when they come, nigga's son, you ain't there. Yeah. Right. You ain't going to be there, son.
Right.
Yeah, yo, son, I got it. Nigga, we go, all right, son. You there too, son.
Yeah.
Right. Son, you ain't there, bro. It ain't going to be like that.
Yeah, it's not going to be like
that. So stupid ass nigga, you better think for yourself.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I always think for myself, bro. Because I think for myself, because I think for others. You feel me? What is my niggas? What is my family? What is my loved ones? I never thought, yo, that's my word, my right hand of God. Like, Queens, they hold me down, bro. On this one here, Queens hold me down, bro.
That's a fact.
Because I'm the Queens, like even old Prim Team members, like I'm hearing they getting together, and niggas like, that's 1 hour, homie. That even we don't fuck with each other, but that ain't his
jacket. We ain't gonna allow that.
We ain't gonna allow that. We ain't gonna allow that. They ain't him.
But this will be the time where you get to see who's hated you.
Oh, well, they stand out like
stored out.
Right.
And not just that, Math. You meet motherfuckers that you ain't know that's with you.
Yeah.
You meet niggas that you don't even know is with you, dog. And I'm on the end, like, nigga, you ain't got to do all that.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, relax. Right. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'd rather for you to be here with me. We can enjoy this shit. Right. We already know what it is, homie. Right. All this is for us. Niggas trying to get some money. Yeah. We understand that.
Right.
You know what I mean? He gonna get his money, but
it's 2,000 degrees on that couch.
Come on, dog.
Yo, bro, this is how I look at it.
Stupid nigga.
Motherfuckers is in their own self-imposed prisons. You know how many sober you could relate to this, right?
No,
you've been all over the state, right up north.
Yeah.
How many niggas you know would be on a gate talking hella
shit,
but never come to the yard?
I had to wash my clothes.
Never come outside. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk to all of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving the comfort and confines of my cell, which is really my grandmother's couch.
Trust me, man.
Because this is what I'm used to.
Right.
This is what I'm used to. My thing is, we don't entertain niggas that, you know, I don't entertain the dumb shit, my nigga.
Yeah.
I would be outside too much. I don't entertain
I wish.
You like me.
I'd be outside. I run into everybody, my nigga.
Yeah.
If I can't change the mind of the people who've adopted these poisonous mentalities, I want to at least change the mind of the people who pay attention to them.
Yes. That's it. That's what I told Ben when we come up here. That's what we're going to do. The narrative.
Be careful what you put in your head because you might not be able to get it out later. And if you pay too much attention to people who are so used to hating and tearing things down, then you start to see life through those lenses.
That's right. Become that.
And I guarantee you, the people that's up, the people that's living a good life, they don't got time for that shit.
At all.
They don't have time for it. There's no room for it. Because it comes from a space of lack.
Loser.
It comes from a space of
loser.
I don't have. So I gotta reach. I gotta scratch. You know what I mean?
And not hungry, thirsty. Total difference.
Bananas.
Thirsty. And my favorite saying, when you're too thirsty, you don't drink.
You drown.
Yeah.
So just watch, if it's entertaining to y'all to watch people drown, watch them drown. It's not entertaining to me. It's more entertaining to see people win.
Fly.
Build. I mean, you say entertainment. Like, you look at things like, they say, like, the youth is not listening or youth.
They're desensitized.
Yeah, they added to the youth. Like, me personally, you know, I feed, this year, 150 families due to gun violence.
More than that.
In Newark. More than that. We all know that.
I was there.
Yeah, right. I was there.
Coat. Sneakers. Sweatsuits.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, your jam was there too.
You feel me? Right. They don't get talked about.
Right.
You feel me? They don't get talked about. Trip to DR, feeding villages, Disney on Ice with kids, monster truck. You know, that don't get talked about. Giving baby showers to women that's in that, shelters.
And we've been doing that since 10 years.
You don't hear about that. You only hear about, it's worldwide. But what about helping these people that we need to help? But y'all got a nigga on a couch talking about a nigga that's helping our people that ain't helping none of y'all.
That ain't doing shit for the community. That's right. Just like...
But none of these guys are helping anybody.
No, none of them. That's a fact.
To make a difference.
Then you're not even instilling like, okay, this is where I went wrong. Y'all niggas need to not do this. Y'all niggas did it. No, you're bragging and boasting. Look, I ruined my life.
Yeah, tell me, ruin yours.
I ruined my life.
Yo, but
I'm
Matt,
lit.
Matt, let me show
I'm
you something,
lit.
Right?
I made all the dumb decisions that I could in life.
Yeah.
I'm lit. Let me tell you about my amazing adventure through stupidity.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have the example because here it is. I came home. All of them know me. I came home. And my objective was to show these brothers that, yes, you can. Because the only reason I got on the interview was because of Bim. He's at his crib. And Flip was like, yo, Bim, I want your man. Yo, but fast forward.
That was a force.
I don't be knowing that, bro.
You said you want somebody, man. You know, in this shop, bro. Hey, Paul, bro. So I got to
real Math, no, I don't know all that.
Listen. Yeah.
You know, I got to feel
you.
Yo,
Math, stop with the chill shit, my nigga. You know this shit goes for everybody.
Bro.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, bro. Exceptions, exceptions for those.
All right, you
got it. I got
an ass.
I don't.
After salami on the market, he don't know.
Yeah, he
that's a super
boy. So let me say, I came out here and I did what I did. Dudes know me. I'm still in the street, but I showed them, like right now, I got an organization called Be Mad, Black Men Making a Difference. The reason I didn't choose New York, because none of these guys with these organizations chose me. They said, damn, let me get, you know, the guard, let me get the big blood on to do. So I went to North Carolina where them brothers really need help. Tomorrow I have a event called Grounding with My Brothers Summit, where I'm bringing Bloods and Crips together for the first time in the state because they're really killing each other there. Seriously. Like, it's like L.A. down there. And I took the time out. I started the organization with my little cousin, Sharon Rogers, and we're making, homie, when I say we're making great results, I can bring active gang members giving their testimonies to these people saying, yo, the community, y'all not embracing them. They need help. That's why they do it, because they feel they don't have no help. So I showed these guys the way to go to get here today on the Mav Hoffa Show and not attacking none of you guys, because you guys know me. I always showed you the right way. What you doing, you have to change this narrative, man. Yeah. You have to change this attack because y'all know better.
Listen.
And y'all can be in the circles, but you got to change the way you think.
I commend you on that, bro.
Yeah,
that's solid, bro.
That's solid. For real.
You have to change that.
I'm gonna tell you the number one reason I feel like a lot of people, or a lot of kids, and grown men are going in this direction, not having a sense of legacy or something great to connect yourself to.
Yes.
Not being able to look at pyramids or read about ancient Ethiopian kingdoms or just Mansa Musa or these great kings that ruled the world.
Yes.
not being able to see yourself in that. Not being able to say, I'm connected to these leaders, these people who ruled civilizations and had hundreds of years of peace. Not through weakness, but by their strength.
Right.
Nobody wanted to fuck around. Mm-hmm. Not being able to say Thutmose the Third.
Mm.
His blood is in here.
Facts.
Or just being able to connect yourself to something greater. They look at it like we came from slaves and we here like not worth much. But you don't know like who you truly are and the blood that's coursing through your veins. It's connected to greatness. Yes.
Kings.
Mm-hmm. Kings.
And if you knew that, if you could see, like, just imagine in your mind, and one of your ancestors that did incredible things in this world standing next to you and looking at the shit that you're doing right now, you would start to judge yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You would start to look at yourself and be like, this ain't my level.
Mm-hmm.
My level's up here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be down here. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be a demon. I'm a God.
That's
God.
Right. Amen.
God. God.
I'm not on demon time. I'm on God time. You feel me?
Prosperity.
And just not being able to see that, that's what
yes,
keeps
that's
that
what,
going.
Yes, yes. And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
And I hope more of you like, just get out to just educate yourself on who you are, who you truly are. Don't be blinded by the shit that you get in school. Like, you're someone special.
Yes.
Like, you're connected to greatness.
Mm-hmm.
You're connected to godly power. Yes. Live with that. Walk with that.
Embrace it.
And you'll see everything around you change.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Change the way you see things. Everything that you see will change. Trust me on that. Just give it a try.
That's it.
Just give it a try.
The pride, that's right.
Just give it like 2 weeks of just feeling godly.
Couldn't hurt.
2 weeks of feeling like a king. Walk around like that.
Stop
and
attacking.
I guarantee you will stop paying attention to little men.
Drop the mic right there. Drop the mic right there. Drop the mic right there. We out. Don't do nothing else. We out.
What's up, y'all? It's Mav Hoffa of the legendary My Expert Opinion Show. Y'all can check me out in Chattanooga for the Hip Hop Summit out there October 14th. I'll be there. I hope you're there too. Salute.
Five ways I was to try and slave a 9-to-5 till my dying days. Frank Sinatra, I gotta do it my way. Chasing the dream, some people look